Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Getting you set up for Bills, Dolphins, Sunday here on ESPN Rochester with kickoff at 1. The latest from Orchard Park with WIVB Sports Director Josh Reed joining us now in the sports bar. Hey, Josh, how are you, man?
Great. How are you guys?
Josh, 1-0, going down to a Miami game. But, gosh, if we could start with the injuries here, when did John Brown get hurt? When did this come up? What do we know here?
Yeah, it was really weird. Before practice, of course, we get a chance to speak with Sean via Zoom, and we asked for the injury update. John Brown was not mentioned. We got out there, didn't see John Brown running around, which was odd. We were told that it was a foot issue. I don't know. Other than that, that's kind of all we know right now. It was kind of jumped up out of nowhere. I don't know. It was just kind of odd. Obviously it's something that the next couple of days, we're going to be keeping an eye out on that. But, when it comes to injuries, that is the one position. Obviously, they don't hope it's long-term. But if there's a position where they can afford to lose a guy maybe even for a week, it's wide receiver. Linebacker is a much different story.
Yeah, well, tell us the latest on that. How did Tremaine Edmonds look? We heard he was in non-contact today, but Matt Milano nowhere to be seen today. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Tremaine was doing a couple of drills, not really fast, not doing anything too physical. But yeah, he had the red non-contact jersey on, as expected. You're right, Matt Milano was nowhere to be found. So that was, that's obviously very concerning. He injured his hamstring against the Jets. For Tremaine, it was a shoulder. So obviously those are two more things we're going to be keeping an eye on. That's a position, inside linebacker and the captain of your defense, Tremaine Edmonds. That's one that's pretty tough to replace and quite frankly isn't replaceable. Now, the other two linebackers that were banged up were Terrell Dotson. He was limited today on the official injury report, which the Bills just sent out about 9 minutes ago. And Delshawn Phillips was a did not practice. He's dealing with a quad.
Josh Reed, sports director, WIVB in Buffalo. Bills winning over the Jets. Let's look ahead to Miami here where, yes, Josh Allen, certainly a good performance week 1, but should you just take advantage of this leaky run defense in Miami? If you're Brian Daboll, how do you go about attacking the Miami defense this week, Josh?
Well, Cam Newton ran for a couple of touchdowns and had a lot of success running the ball, and I know that there are a ton of fans that will not be happy if Josh Allen runs 14 times again, even if it is successful, because, rightfully so. Look, he's putting himself in some danger there. Even if he doesn't fumble the ball twice, he's going to take some hits that maybe aren't necessary always, because Josh Allen's a competitor. He's that guy that's going to try to get that extra yard. And let's face it, that's one of the reasons Bills fans love him, right? Because he's that guy. Brian Daboll, you hear him talk a lot about, hey, we're going to do week to week what we feel like is going to help us win. And, if you look at what the Patriots were able to do, you would think that would be a way to help them win. Now, I think they've got to find a way to establish the run. And when I say that, I mean with running backs. Find a way to make Devin Singletary and Zach Moss the guys that are picking you up yards on the ground. But if there's a design run play and they need a big first down or even a touchdown, I don't think they'll hesitate for 1 second to dial up number 17.
Yeah, and Josh, I mean, given what the Jets, we know about the Jets defense, it's a good run defense in 2019, and you weren't able, or you weren't going to be able to really get much going on the ground unless you kept them on their heels by, you know, running your quarterback. I like the game plan from Brian Daboll in week one, and rational coaching would assume that in week two, he would kind of, again, target the weakness of his competitor and hand the ball off. But where do you think this comes from, this sentiment that Josh Allen shouldn't run when he does it so effectively? I don't hear people in Baltimore saying Lamar Jackson needs to run less. You don't hear people saying Kyler Murray should not run or Russell Wilson should stay in the pocket. I mean, where does that come from?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm going to steal this stat from Steve Tasker. He said this on the air. I believe the number was 5. It was either 5-0 or 6-0 were the quarterbacks that were the top rushers in the NFL.
Yeah,
over week one. It was either 5-0 or 6-0. I'm pretty sure it was 5-0.
No, they were 5-0. Absolutely.
5-0. I mean, that's a pretty good run. You know what I mean? If 5-0, the top five quarterbacks. I mean, dual threat quarterback. You know, long gone are the days where guys can just stand in the pocket, you know, for three and a half seconds and look around the field. You have to be mobile because, quite frankly, the defensive ends are so athletic, and you know, and the blitzes are so good and well disguised, and everybody's faster now and they're bigger, so you have to be able to avoid it. Look, growing up in Northeast Ohio, I am the furthest from a Steelers fan that you'll find, but I watching Ben Roethlisberger play, coming back off the shoulder or the elbow injury. Just watching him and how even he's older now, obviously, so he's not going to run as much, but the way he maneuvers the pocket and feels pressure and how big he is, you hope that Josh Allen develops into that guy eventually, because eventually he's not going to be able to outrun these guys, right? But Josh Allen's a big dude. Ben Roethlisberger's a big dude. You hope that eventually, as time goes on and he gets more reps and more games and more experience, and that he's able to maneuver that pocket where it's just slide up half a step, read the field, boom. And that watching Ben do it was just magical. I mean, he does it just about as well as anybody in the NFL.
Well, if I can give the counterpoint here, Danger and Josh, is that, well, why don't Lamar Jackson, why don't you hear about this with other quarterbacks like Kyler Murray? He's not putting the ball in the turf like Josh Allen did. And Josh, the game is 21-10 this past week in the fourth quarter. I'm like, why is this game so close? Well, you had the two turnovers. You had two missed field goals. But you also had a Bills team, I thought, in the third quarter that came out, for whatever it is, they don't have the same level of execution or energy or whatever it is. And I go back to last year, and we saw that in a few games. The Giants game, the Bengals game. There have been other times where this Bills team in the third quarter falls into this rut. Is this something that you think is a little concerning, or week one, no problem, just move on to week two here?
I think it's week one, no problem, but it's also something to kind of highlight, put in your back pocket and go, let's see what happens week two. You know, let's see if it happens week three. I'm a pretty firm believer in, you know, every season's different. You know, they're just different players. You know, it's the NFL, you know, guys are in and out free agency, and, you know, all it takes is three or four players on one side of the ball to change, to kind of change the attitude or the way things get done on that side of the ball, or just, you know, a couple years of experience. So, To kind of, you're right. They definitely had some third quarter issues last season. To kind of compare that to this year, I don't think quite yet. I mean, now, if we're sitting here still talking about it week six, then it becomes a question for Sean McDermott and the coaching staff. Like, what is happening at halftime where you're not coming out in the second half and playing better with more of a sense of urgency? But yeah, for week one, I don't know. And these guys didn't play any preseason games. So how much of it was you know, just a little bit of that and trying to figure things out. Normally, you know, normally they come out in halftime, right? Crowd's going crazy. They're pumped for the second half, and there was nothing.
Josh, what about Miami should the Bills be nervous about on Sunday?
Oh, dare I say Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know he had a terrible first week, but he is one of those guys that is, and when he gets hot, he's sizzling hot. Like he can win a game for a team and lose a game for a team all in the same game. And Bills fans know that as good as anybody, right? I mean, but he is that guy that I don't think anybody would be shocked completely. Now, against the Bills defense, I guess you would be a little more shocked, but Fitzy is a guy that he's a gamer, right? He just always seems to find a way to keep his team in the game or at least close and have a puncher's chance. So I would say that, look, the Dolphins revamped their entire defense, and the secondary is really good. And then, of course, they added Shaq Lawson. So they added a guy who can get to the quarterback. They added a linebacker in Van Noy, who's a free agent for the Patriots. So they added some experience and some talent to their defense. How that comes together, you know, we'll see, because you know they're one of these teams that brought in a bunch of guys who didn't have a preseason to play together. So this is a good time to be getting them.
What's your thoughts? And this is the age-old question. You draft the quarterback high. You know you got to get him in. You've seen teams have success where, like, say, in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes sat for nearly a year. You've seen other teams get a Deshaun Watson right in there right away, relatively speaking, and have success. Here you have Tua Tagovailoa. But, Josh, why would you hire Chan Gailey? Chan Gailey is the offensive coordinator for Fitz. Chan Gailey is not going to be long-term down there for Tua Tagovailoa. So your thoughts on when the Dolphins should make that move, and did they get it wrong by bringing in Fitz's offensive coordinator and not somebody who can kind of grow and develop alongside their young quarterback?
Yeah, that was a really strange hire. Like, I think that left everybody scratching their head. I will say this for Tua. He is in about as good of a spot as you could be as a young quarterback. In fact, I was reading some of the social media posts from the beat guys of the Dolphins, and they said that when they spoke to Fitz today, his comment was he spent more time talking to the backup quarterback during the game than he ever has. And that's Fitz, right? Like, nobody, that shouldn't surprise anybody. He is a teacher. Like, he knows he's keeping the seat warm for the kid when he's ready to play. So if you're the Dolphins, I think you're playing this right. You know, they added a bunch of pieces and stuff to be more competitive, to kind of get the thing headed in the right direction. Tua is the long-term answer. He's the long-term answer. It's not Fitz, and Fitz knows that. And you brought up Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes had Alex Smith. From everything you see or read about Alex Smith, he is like the perfect teammate. You know, as soon as Pat Mahomes, it was time for him to play, Alex Smith, you know, helped. You know, he was a good teammate. And you know that when Tua's turn comes, and that's one thing to keep an eye on, right? Because if the Bills do jump out to a big lead, at what point is it time to see the rookie and how he plays? And I'd be interested to see if Fitzy gets a hook if they're down, you know, 27-7, you know, late in the third. Or is it going to be a fourth quarter with Tua? We'll see, but you know when that time happens, the Dolphins have put themselves in a good position where they have a veteran quarterback who just gets it. He understands his role.
He's Josh Reed, sports director at WIVB-TV in Buffalo. Josh, while we have a little bit of time left with you, make sure you tell our audience what you're working on and where they can check out more of your work.
Yeah, Buffalo Kickoff Live, that's the big one. We do the live pregame show before the Bills game. Buffalo Kickoff Live. It starts at it's an hour long this year. So it goes 11 to noon. And now you're going to have to check your Nexstar station listings because we're on throughout the entire state except for New York City. So we're on everywhere. Even Erie, Pennsylvania gets the show. So obviously WROC there, that is on from 11:30 to noon. I'm not sure if that first half hour is on there. It's actually not. My producer's sitting here looking at me right now. He's watching me talk, and he's shaking his head like, no. But so from 11:30 to noon there at WROC, Thad Brown's on the show with me. He's the co-host of the show. We break it down for an hour. Like I said, a half an hour there in Rochester. We get a special segment with Deion Dawkins that we do every single week. It's really good stuff. If you know Tim Graham from The Athletic, he's on it with us. He does a great job. Our new sports anchor here, Heather Prusak's a part of the show. Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. And, of course, everybody's favorite bald-headed guy, Sal Capaccio from WGR 550 is a part of it. So we have a really good time, and we talk ball. But, you know, we argue a little bit, maybe more than a little bit. We argue a lot. But it's just a good show, and we have a good time.
Yeah, and that's a huge free agent pickup you got in Perino there. We love Sal.
Yeah, this is it's a list of our regulars here in the sports bar. You've done a nice job there.
Yeah, we had a lot of cap space, so we went on a free agent spending spree.
You're just like the Rams. Like, wait a second, how are they managing
it's
this?
It's a myth.
The Chiefs, yeah, like
salary cap's a myth, Josh. Hey, you just go out and get who you want. Love it.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good crew. It's fun. It's a fun time. It's let's face it, we're all having fun covering the Bills right now, right? Because the expectations are what they haven't been in a long time.
Josh, great hearing your voice. Thank you for making time for us this afternoon and joining us here in the Sports Bar. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. You let me know and I'll be here.
You got it. Josh Reed, he's a sports director at WIVB in Buffalo.
Yeah. As boy, everybody smiles. Everybody's in a good mood. Bills should be doing well here. 454 ESPN is our number, 454-3776. We'll get more from Buffalo. Our Wednesday visit with Marcel Louis-Jacques coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Danger, if I can go off the grid here, because your wife has to be excited about this. This is non-sports news that affects our community that's really, really good. Ready? Kodak stock is now up 36% here. No wrongdoing.
Oh, they got...
They're cleared.
They're cleared.
They are cleared.
Not
so
good.
I am watching the ticker here go, and yes, 36%. The market closes at 4. So good luck here, Kodak. Back in the saddle,
all
Rochester.
Right, so good 300 jobs coming to our area?
Well, anything.
Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, good. No, good. Good news for the Big Yellow Box. I'm glad they got that win under their belt. That was when all that was going on, I was just, can you just leave Kodak alone? Just let Kodak have this one. Just give him the W and let's move on. Please.
We need something.
Just give us the W and let us move on. That's great news. All right, Gino. Thank you for sharing that. Let's get to I'll Drink That and some takes on tap next in the sports bar.
Okay, so if you have the Denver Nuggets against the LA Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, well, that means we're going to have a Syracuse player in the NBA Finals. It's either going to be LA's Deion Waiters or Jeremy Grant from Denver. When was the last, here's a trivia question, the last time before this year that Syracuse had a player in the NBA Finals?
Oh.
Rack your brain on that.
Okay. We doing trivia?
Yeah, let's go to the phones here with your guesses.
Last
time that a Syracuse player played in the NBA Conference Finals. Go ahead.
Over. Two. You're over.
All under. Right. You got that. I've got a list that Josh Allen ended up on after his performance in week one, and it's a good list to be included on. And something to watch as the Big Ten returns to play. Just keep an eye on it. Something you might want to pay attention to.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. I'll drink to that. We've got some takes. We're going to share them with you next in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester knows there's more to life than sports. Kidding. College basketball and football.
Put it away for these LSU Tigers.
The NBA.
Down to Davis. Feeds LeBron and traffic glides to the rim for two.
Major League Baseball.
And this one will find the Crawford boxes for a home run. And all of a sudden, it's a one-run game.
Your proud home of the Buffalo Bills.
Allen in the gun. Steps away from pressure again. Fires it now on the run. Caught by Beasley at the 10. Headed into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Buffalo Sabres.
Jack Eichel, 2-0 on the power play.
And Rochester Americans.
Although he's there to jam it in, and his third goal of the night as the Amherst take a 3-2 lead.
More to life than sports? Not here. Rochester's most listened to sports station. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.